Deborah Moorhead here, and welcome to the Happy Relationship Summit 2. We are talking all about the differences between men and women and how to understand and use it to your advantage. Because, you know, relationships, they really can be amazing, but they can really be frustrating, especially when you just feel like you don't get him or her. So that's why we're here. I've got so many experts that you are going to get to be hearing from. And today, I am really happy because we have Tamara Starr here with us. I want to tell you a little bit about her. She's an amazing woman. She is one of the newest leaders in the global movement empowering women to live happier, healthier lives. Her Facebook page, Daily Transformations, reaches over 30 million engaged fans a month. Tamara's teachings have been translated into 6 languages and regularly appear in the Huffington Post, Mind Body Green, Positively Positive, News.com, Australia, News.com Australia, Elite Daily, XO Jane, Yahoo News, and The Elephant Journal. She's just all over, and I love her because I love her message. She has appeared on Siri US XM Radio, former Oprah producer LeGrand Greene's Get Bold Today, Dr. Oz regular, Dr. Brenda Wade's Good Love Radio, Daybreak USA, and AustralianNews.com. So she's so great. She has got a first book, How to Survive a Breakup and Come Out Thriving, that was released in Amazon in 2013. Her second book, and I love the name of it, Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Sex Life, hit the international bestsellers list in March of 2014. You can find her, and we'll talk more about this, but dailytransformations.com. Tamara is a straight shooter with humor and heart. Tamara's authentic voice has changed the lives of women around the world looking for someone who's been there and speaks from experience. So welcome, Tamara. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, yes. I know that you are going to just have so much great information for us today. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump in. I always like the listeners to know a little bit more about you. So you could be doing other things with your time. Share with us why you have dedicated your life to helping people find health and happiness, and why the relationships are such an important focus on your work.
Well, I believe that love is the highest frequency and vibration on the planet. And whether we want to admit it or not, every single one of us wants to feel loved and accepted. It's just one of our top human needs. And too often, we armor ourselves from all that old wounding that we carry forward from the past. Because let's face it, either you're going to get wounded in childhood or you're going to get wounded in life in general. And when we get wounded, we cut ourselves off from that inherent joy of feeling loved and belonging. And if we can heal that old wounding and grow from those experiences instead of collapsing, we become healthier individuals, and then we're capable of having healthy relationships. And when we're in a healthy relationship and we're in love and we're vibrating with love and a sense of belonging, we're really operating at our fullest potential. And we can't be lonely and feeling unloved or angry at our partners or frustrated and be at our very best in the world. So I think it's a major basic human need to feel loved and be loved. And that's why I think it's such an important piece of my work.
Nice. I love that. And you're right. I think so often because of wounds and our vulnerabilities, we don't want to admit that we, you know, want to be loved and accepted, and yet that's so true. Every one of us do.
Yeah, and we can't shut down one area of our life and expect to thrive in the other areas. We're not compartmentalized. You know, the way we do anything is the way we do everything. And that's why when we're in love, it seems like the whole world is conspiring for us. And, you know, we've got that glow and work is going great. And we look in the mirror and we're like, oh, wow. And when we're not, it's the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very true. All right. Well, I'm glad you do what you do and that you're getting your message out there in so many wonderful ways. And I'm excited to hear what tidbits you have for us today. I'm going to go ahead and jump into my first question then.
Okay. I'm ready.
And this is obviously about the differences between men and women. I'm just wondering, let's just start with a kind of a general. How do you see the differences between men and women play out and kind of get in the way of great relationships?
Well, I know we're going to dive into specifics later, but the main point, I think, the how these differences really play out and get in the way is that we forget that we are different. Our brains are different. Men and women, our brains fire neurologically different. Our hormones are different. Mm-hmm. And too often in the beginning, these differences are what actually attract us to one another, like the two polarities of a magnet. But once we're in relationship, we start trying to change each other and get rid of those differences. Mm-hmm. And we've all heard men complain, why can't you just be more like a man? Why can't you be more straightforward? Why can't you be logical? Yeah. And then we're like, why can't you listen to me like my girlfriends? Why can't you understand how I'm feeling? And we try to turn each other into this version of our own sex, mm-hmm. and that really messes with that wonderful polarity that drew us together to begin with. And we not only ruin the attraction and our sex life when we do that, but we kill that tension that makes a relationship a dance and makes it so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a great reminder. I like that. All right. So now let's get into some of the specifics.
And let me tell you, I've made every mistake in the book.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Welcome to this.
I've been divorced. I've had heartbreak. I mean, really, we cannot teach what we haven't learned ourselves. So ain't nobody's got it perfect, really.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you said that because, I mean, I think that's part of why I put this together because the truth is we have all done these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why if we can talk about it and we can have some ideas around how to do things differently, you know, that's how we can make a difference. It's not that we don't make the mistakes, because we do make the mistakes.
No, all that matters is that we learn from our mistakes, we clean them up, and we get up and we dust ourselves off and try to do better next time.
I totally agree with that. Yes. So what are some of the things that you have learned in this process let me ask the next question. What would you say are two or three differences that you really think that men, if men knew this about women, that they would be able to create the relationships more the way they want?
Only two or three?
Yeah, I know.
We could talk for hours.
Go ahead.
Well, first off, I'll say it would help them to understand that, again, our brains are simply different. And we women, you know, when we get together, we can hop from subject to subject and we talk all over each other and we interrupt each other and we move in and out of these different feelings in just a flash. Mm-hmm. And it's like watching a child. Have you ever watched a little kid? They'll start to cry and then they'll start to laugh and then they'll fall asleep. And it's like the magnificence of all those emotions just move through them so quickly, uninterrupted. And really, that's how us women are. And if a man would realize that most of the problems at hand are solved by simply letting us talk about it, because we solve things out loud. We literally process out loud. And when they allow us to talk and go in those circles that drive them so crazy because we're not linear thinkers, it allows the energy of the problem itself to actually drain out. Mm-hmm. And we most times will solve our own problem or work through the actual issue or complaint that we have about them by simply being heard.
Mm-hmm.
And to give a woman your full attention when you have the space for it. And that's the key for women to know, is a man has to, you have to check in and say, hey, is now a good time? Do you have the space to talk and listen to me? And once we get the aha that, yes, now's a good time, if they give us their full attention, it's intoxicating. And 99% of the time, the issue sort of resolves itself. I have had situations with clients, with men, where they'll start to practice this, and they will give their woman their full attention when she needs to talk about something, and the woman will actually become tongue-tied and freeze because she's not used to it. And I've had men do this with me, and all of a sudden I'll start to laugh because it's like, oh, my God, I have the floor. I don't have to keep repeating myself and talking faster and faster, hoping that I can get it all in. So really, if a man would allow a woman the space to do that, it's a huge relationship win.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very true.
And their fear is that we'll never stop talking.
That's a good reminder, and it's really not true.
It's not true at all. The reason so many of us keep talking and keep repeating ourselves is we're used to not being heard.
Mm-hmm.
And when a man will stop and actually listen, it's intoxicating, it's healing, and it's a fabulous thing for the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beautiful way of describing it, too. I love the intoxicating because it's very true.
It really is. Now, I've got two more for you. Second one is, if men only knew that we women fall in love with the tiny things that they do, and we also fall out of love over the tiny things. And for my clients, what they tell me is that, and it's not, of course, 100% across the board, but most women say that the number one sex drive killer is that they feel like they're being taken for granted.
That's great.
And if men truly got the power of the little things that they used to do, like sending a little text throughout the day, you know, you looked beautiful this morning, or I'm thinking about you, or a little heart, or I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight, they would do it more often because they will be met at the end of the day with a different woman. And seriously, you know, a little something like that from your man out of the blue will set you on fire. You'll start thinking about him. You'll start looking forward to seeing him. Those little gestures that you did when you're dating are so important in a relationship. And I'm glad we're not, you know, live with an audience because all the men would be groaning, you know. Nobody, they think, okay, we're married. Why do I have to do all that effort? But it's just like a business. If a man stopped doing the little things in his career that made him successful, he would eventually lose his job. And we've got to feed our relationships in the same way we feed our career. So it's the little things.
That's so great.
If they want more sex, they got to do the little things. And speaking of sex, which men are very interested in.
Yes.
My third tip for this call, not my last for sure, is sex starts hours before you even put the move on her. If a man would call for no reason, text for no reason, hold your hand hours earlier, stand close to her, let your bodies brush up against one another non-sexually, hold her eye gaze, that's something we stop doing. We stop looking at each other in the eyes when we've been together for a long time. Joke with her. We tend to stop joking around in relationships as they get more solidified. It's like we think we're, okay, we're committed. It's time to act like grown-ups. No. Again, if you give your relationship with your woman the same attention to those little things you did when you were pursuing them, you're going to have a ton of sex and you're going to enjoy your relationship with her. It's not that difficult. Women really don't want the big grand gestures that so many men think we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love all of those. I'm so glad you gave such great examples of all those little things that men can do. And it is so true because, you know, men just kind of, they'll turn on and they're like, okay, sex. And it's,
yeah.
That build
yeah,
up
no.
for women through all these other
and,
things. That's,
and the eye contact is really surprising. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're married, just watch the next time you're getting up on a work day and navigating around each other in the bathroom, in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
chances are you're not even looking at each other straight in the eye. And that's a huge aphrodisiac for both sexes.
Yeah, so true. Oh, thank you. Those are great. I know there's so many more differences for men, but we'll go with those. And then I would love to hear what you have that women can keep in mind about men that will help them in creating the relationships they want.
Well, this could definitely be a whole workshop.
I know, I know.
Get right to it. And again, I want to start with our brains, but with a little bit of a different twist because we are so different. Our brains operate differently. Men have their own genius and women have our own genius. And, you know, without both of us on the planet, it would be a pretty dull place. We both bring gifts to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But women need to realize we cannot communicate with our men like we do our female friends.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned before, when women are together, you know, we're interrupting each other. Subjects change every couple minutes, sometimes seconds. We can go from joking and laughing to then shifting to a more serious topic and then back to laughing again. And
mm-hmm.
men don't operate like that. They just don't. And we complain that they don't communicate with us, that they don't open up and share. But the truth is we don't give their brain the time to process and share with us.
Mm-hmm.
So my first suggestion is the very next time you're talking with your man and he's speaking and he stops,
mm-hmm.
do not jump in like you do with your female friends. Count to 10 in your head. And give him the space to start speaking again. I learned this way back in college at a marriage and family class, and it's been the most brilliant tip I've ever used in my own life because 99% of the time, he'll begin to talk again. And you'll sit there and you will squirm and you will feel uncomfortable because most women don't like silences with their man. They want to jump right in and fill it up because we're caretakers.
Yeah.
But when he pauses, count to 10 in your head and give him the space to start speaking again. And 99% of the time, he will.
I love that. That's such a great reminder because we do. We're just like, blah, blah, blah. And if there's that silence, we just jump into the next. And that's a wonderful, wonderful reminder. And I like that.
Always.
I haven't heard that before. So
yeah,
great.
Like swallow, take a breath, you know, count in your head. But it will really deepen your intimacy with your partner. And it allows him to feel safe with you. And that's a biggie with men, feeling safe with their women, which leads me to number two. And number two out of three that I have today is that men truly want to please their women.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it comes from wanting to please their mothers or just that primal need to care and protect, but my male clients over the years have shared some pretty intimate stuff with me. I've been really privy to some secrets with men, and I can tell you that most men don't cheat on us because they find a better, younger, hotter version of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
They cheat because they don't feel like they can make their woman happy. Men really want to please, and they want to succeed. So when they feel like they're letting us down and they can't do anything right, they feel like a sense of failure. And when a man feels like a sense of failure, they will run. Now, I'm not talking about the 18-year-old on hormones or the 22-year-old in college. I'm talking about men.
Mm-hmm.
And the very best way to improve your relationship with your man, and I want to preface this with some credibility.
Yes.
I have had so many women in my programs ready to divorce their husband, plotting the divorce, turn the whole relationship around with this tip.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, because if you're not happy with him or your relationship, it is not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to praise him.
Mm-hmm.
At least 3 times a day, authentically, for 2 weeks. You will watch him change before your very eyes. No matter how unhappy the two of you are and you think, well, he should change, he should. If you're
mm-hmm.
not ready to put the divorce papers in the mail, try this. Because
yeah.
if you authentically praise him at least 3 times a day,
mm-hmm.
not only will your relationship change, but he will literally start to morph before your eyes. He'll
mm-hmm.
stand up straighter, his chest will broaden, his chin, you know, you'll see him just get a little bit taller.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the little things. And you want to do this out loud, like the little things. Like, thank you so much for filling up my gas tank. That
mm-hmm.
really helped me. On the inside of his masculine head, he's
mm-hmm.
going, that's right, baby. I filled that tank up for you. I pumped that gas for you. I filled that tank up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing on the inside.
Yeah.
You know, or, hey, you looked really handsome this morning. Or you look really handsome as they leave the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it might take a few days where you see nothing and you're thinking, that Tamara star doesn't know what she's talking about. But as time goes by, maybe 3 days, you will see he'll start to do those little things for you that he used to do. He'll
mm-hmm.
touch you more. And it's a wonderful catch-22, but someone has to be the first to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually going to be the woman, because we're the fixers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have huge resistance to this, I want you to consider that it might just be the key to open up that stuck door in the relationship.
Yeah.
And again, unless you're really ready to throw in the towel, not that place that we so often get when we're crabbing at our girlfriends about our man and they all know that we wouldn't leave him. But even if we're like to the point of ready to leave and we haven't done it yet, try this. It
mm-hmm.
really works.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's wonderful. And I know you're right. You know, when you're just really grumpy and you're not, you know, not sure about the relationship, it's really hard to do it. And yet it's not that difficult to do this if you just override a little bit and do that. That's
wonderful. And what our brain focuses on, you know, we start creating more
mm-hmm.
neural pathways that look to be fed with more stimulus. So if we're constantly looking for what they're doing right and verbalizing
mm-hmm.
it, not only are we changing their brain and their behavior toward us, we're changing our brain, where we're going to start to notice more to be grateful for, and that's just a win-win.
Yes, absolutely.
So
all right. Yes,
the third difference. Are you ready for the third one?
Yes, absolutely.
Women need to know that men are even more sensitive than we are. They just don't show it, and they stuff it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned earlier, it's a primal urge to love and protect. And if they feel like they're falling down, they'll get super defensive, and we've all seen this. So keeping in mind how sensitive your man is does not mean you don't call them out about poor behavior. I'm just
right.
suggesting we need to do it far more gently than we realize we need
mm-hmm.
to. And my favorite way to deliver criticism is in what I call, I don't know if you'll beep me out on the radio, but it's called a crap sandwich with a question. So a crap sandwich with a side of a question.
I like it. Tell me. Tell us more.
And this is how it looks. So you compliment him on something authentically. Like, let's say you have had it with the amount of time he's online after work. You feel like he's not spending time with you. He's not spending time with the family. You feel cheated. So rather than attacking and telling him all that right away, you want to compliment him authentically. Like, I really appreciate how hard you've been working lately. I know that you are really doing your best at work, and you're being asked to do a lot right now. And, you know, really, if you think about it, he probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Now comes the complaint or the issue.
Mm-hmm.
but you say it in how it's affecting you. So you say something like, and I'm feeling really lonely and disconnected lately. And I'm really wanting to feel connected with you at night. And I want you to know that I really love that you're so dedicated to your career. Okay, and here comes the important part, the question and the problem he can solve, because men love to solve problems. Okay. How can we carve out some evening time together? So you're still getting to tell him how you're feeling, but you disguise it, and it is a little bit of a manipulation, but it's a kind manipulation, with two compliments. And then what's bothering you? You know, I appreciate how hard you work, and I'm feeling really lonely at night, and I'm needing some distance away from your cell phone for the two of us. And I love that you're so dedicated to your career. How can we create this with each other on a nightly basis? And then you put your little problem in his lap, and he's going to do what you usually complain he does, and that is solve your problem rather than listen to you.
But this time we want it.
Exactly. So he'll feel appreciated, and you'll feel heard, and then together you come up with a plan.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
What we need to remember. Yeah, a crap sandwich
with the side of a question. So nice bread, yucky middle, nice bread, question on the side. But we need to remember that when we have an issue with our man, because they are so sensitive, you don't want to attack, but you need to be heard. I'm not suggesting any woman out there walk on eggshells. Absolutely not. It's so important we speak our truth and we don't accommodate bad behavior.
Right.
But we need to remember that we have to protect the relationship bubble around ourselves, and that means coming at it as a team player, not as an enemy. And that's where the crap sandwich comes in.
I love that. That's beautiful. It's a fun name, but it you described it so well, and it can make such a difference. Because what you and I both know is if you come at them with a criticism, basically they're going to shut down.
Oh, yeah.
And so you've lost at that point in a lot of ways.
Exactly. Where if you come at your girlfriend with a criticism, they're going to be like, first off, depending on their personality, they might just think, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, I had no idea. You know?
Right.
Or, oh, my gosh, you're right, I'm so embarrassed. You know, men aren't like that. They want to save face with you because they are your man. You know, there's still that primal urge inside of a man, too.
Yeah, so
succeed.
True. Very true. All right, wonderful. All right, I want to ask you, I always like to get down to like number one things. And so the first, I want to ask you, so what do you see as the number one mistake that both sexes make in a relationship?
It's a big one, and we all fall down in this, and it is a constant practice. And if we can change this, we'll change our life, too. And that is creating stories in our head and meanings about the other person's behavior, what they say, or their lack of behavior. And I'm going to give you two examples. I'm going to give you a real life one, like just in life in general, and then I'm going to give you a relationship one. Let me start with the relationship one, and then I'll bring it home to why it's important for life, too. I had a female client, a regular client. We did phone sessions all the time. And she called me hysterical. She's like, I am done. I'm going to break up with him. He doesn't kiss me anymore. He gives me these quick pecks on the lips. He never wants to sort of be romantic and kiss for a long time. And I think he's cheating on me. He's either cheating on me or he's not attracted to me. And I was like, how long has this been going on? And she's like, 2 weeks. So I made her seek clarity with him and ask. And I had her tell him her observation. You know what? We're not kissing anymore. And then own up to the story in a vulnerable way with her man. We're not kissing anymore, and I'm writing the story in my head that you're not that into me anymore. It's really vulnerable to be that honest. And then ask for clarification. Is that true? And it turned out he had one side of his mouth, his gums were infected and inflamed. And he was worried that he had bad breath.
And
he didn't want to tell her because, you know, she was one of these oral fanatics like I am, like constantly flossing, constantly brushing. So it's like she had written this whole story in her head. And the important part is she was starting to react toward him from that story. She was starting to be short with him, no patience, not appreciating him, you know. So when we seek clarity and we own our own assumptions, it's important to own our own assumptions because it allows us to be vulnerable and it allows the other person to soften. Because if we just sought clarity, like, you know what, why aren't you kissing me?
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of reaction you're going to get.
Right.
But saying, you know, we're not really kissing a lot lately, and I'm afraid that means you're not attracted to me anymore. Mm-hmm. What's really going on? Boom. Mm-hmm. Open door for conversation.
That's a wonderful story to make the point.
So seek clarity before reacting.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Wonderful. All right. All right. The other one I always like to kind of end, and we're going to get, I'm going to make sure the listeners know how to get a hold of you too, Tamara. But the last question I like to ask is to give the listeners like one thing. Now you've given us tons already that if they took any of these, they would make a big difference. But what would be your number one, like either the difference you want them to know or one thing that they can really keep in mind or practice that can really just as soon as they finish with this listening to this interview, they could go and put into practice that could make a difference?
You know, it's very, very simple. It's to remember that we are different.
Okay.
Men will never be a women.
Mm-hmm.
Women, well, there's lots of jokes in there, by the way. But men will never be women, and women will never be men.
Mm-hmm.
And if we succeed in making our partner more like our same-sex friend,
mm-hmm.
we will lose our attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And getting frustrated that they're different is like going into a Chinese restaurant and being upset that they don't have Italian food.
Yeah.
We cannot expect our man to be like our female friends or even like us. And we can't expect your woman or your man cannot expect your woman to ever be like the guys. And
mm-hmm.
if we can learn to appreciate and be lighthearted, you know, have humor like we did in the beginning
mm-hmm.
about our differences, it'll save us a whole lot of grief.
Mm-hmm.
We need to expect the best, enjoy the differences, and have a sense of humor about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just do a side note because I live in Colorado and gay marriage was just approved here and heck, it was approved
mm-hmm.
nationwide. So when I speak of men and when I speak of women,
yes.
it can go for the same sex too because we each
mm-hmm.
have that different polarity inside of us. And if you're in a same-sex relationship, if you watch, one of you will tend to have the more masculine polarity and one will have the more feminine polarity. So this entire interview, when I speak of men and women, I'm speaking truly of the polarity. I want to honor that
mm-hmm.
for same sex.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Nice. I'm glad that you said that. And, yeah, that totally is true. I know this, I'm doing the difference between men and women, but it's, you know we all actually have both masculine and feminine in us.
Definitely.
You said that. Wonderful. Well, Tamara, thank you so much. You have given us lots of great tidbits. I love your crap sandwich with the question on the side and so many other things you gave us today. I want to make sure the listeners know how they can get a hold of you, and I also know you have something for them. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how they can get a hold of you and what you have for them.
Well, my website is Daily Transformations with an S on it, dailytransformations.com. My fan page on Facebook is the same name. They can find me on Instagram. I'm TamaraStar8 there. And on Twitter, it's Daily Transform.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, how else can they get a hold of me? Pretty much that is how to get a hold of me, and
right,
they
wonderful.
Can always email me on my website.
Right,
and the free giveaway that I have today is actually, there's actually two. If they sign up for my main newsletter, and I'll give you that link,
okay.
they'll get my 11 ways to instantly find your balance. But my very special giveaway for today is I have a free 3-video series where it's actually me teaching by video how to clear the slate in your life for more love and happiness and health and, gosh, prosperity, self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
There's very specific assignments I give you in these videos to start to clear the slate on what's no longer working in life and have more of what you actually want.
Mm. Yay, that sounds wonderful. I think we have so much stuff that we let get in the way in our life, and it sounds like this video series that you're offering, which I really appreciate that you're offering that to the listeners, you lay stuff out, sounds like, pretty clearly with some actual things that they can do to be able to clear the slate in their life.
Yeah, I love to give assignments so that, you know, we've all listened to people and it sounds great and there's interesting information, but then we think, well, what's next? How do I do this? So my video series has very specific assignments.
Yeah. Wonderful. That is wonderful. And I'm just going to remind the listeners. So if I've got this right, Tamara, they can just go to your website and sign up for the newsletter, and that's how they can get the 11 ways to instantly find
your balance.
And so
right.
they can do that. But the bonus button that they can click on right now, that will get them to the 3 videos to clear the space
yep.
in their life.
They'll just need to confirm that subscription, and then they'll get their very first video, and every day they'll get a new one.
Yay, that's wonderful. That's a great offer, and I think we all can do that because sometimes life gets a little bit crazy and we just put too much stuff in it and we forget. We forget what's important.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh
my gosh, I love talking to you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all of your amazing tidbits, and I know that listeners are even going to get more from you. So thank you again for joining us today, Tamara.
My pleasure. Thank you.